Jess in with you this morning. Now, it's been a while since I caught up with this bloke, but I reckon he is awesome. Dan Rapacoli, he's from Nulkebar, which is just near Cessnock here in the Hunter Valley, and he is a professional pistol shooter. He's fantastic. He has been to 4 Olympic Games, is a gold medalist from the Commonwealth Games, and an all-round great bloke. He's in Queensland at the moment training to head over to the Tokyo Olympic Games. Dan, how are you doing this morning?
Good, thanks, Jess. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. I can't believe the last Olympic Games was already in 2016. Time flies.
Certainly has. 5 years ago now. So, yeah, it's certainly gone quick.
Yeah. And you're up in Brisbane at the moment. What's it been like doing the training and everything? I imagine, like, particularly last year and the start of this year, there was probably a lot of unsure whether you were even going to be going overseas to the Olympics.
It's been a very different campaign, this Olympic campaign for me. I was always confident the Olympics were going to go ahead, no matter what. It just was depending on when they were going to do it. So I was always confident on that. But it did throw some different spanners in the works with training. So most of our training's been done up in Brisbane because it's better weather that's quite close to what we have over in Japan. And so we've done most of our training up here, and they've been pretty COVID-free apart from that the lockdown at Easter time and then the lockdown in the start of January there as well. But otherwise, they've been pretty good.
Yeah. Has it been different training with the COVID things that I guess you have to be thinking about? Like, I know you had to get your COVID jab for one.
It has been different with their training. So we obviously have just been a lot more secure in what we're doing, like keeping to ourselves a lot more than what we usually would.
Yeah.
Making sure we've got social distancing and things like that. So that we've been doing. And then we've had the Pfizer shots. The whole shooting team's had all their shots now before we go over on the 19th of July.
Yep. Fantastic. So in how many are going over to the Olympics in like either just the pistol team and the rest of the shooting team, I guess?
So in the pistol team, there's 4 of us. There's Dina, Sergey and Elena and myself, and then in the rifle team there's 5 people, and in the shotgun team there's 6.
For anyone who may not have seen the sport played out, you know, at this professional level, explain to us how the pistol shooting works in a setup like the Olympics.
So there'll be 60 competitors from all over the globe, obviously, and out of those 60 competitors there's about 50 people that are ready to win in the events that I shoot in.
Yeah.
And with that as well, so what I shoot is just a .177 caliber air pistol. It shoots a little pellet, and we shoot at the size of your button off your T-shirt. That's what we try to shoot at each time at 10 metres.
Yeah.
And which you had a go at. You went quite well, actually, at that.
Yeah, it was so fun to go out to the range out at Cessnock and have a crack at this. But there is a lot of technique involved. I mean, it's not just anyone who can walk up and do it, Dan. You're the professional.
That's right. Not anyone can just do it. But with time and practice, you can be good at anything.
Well, yeah, so, this is it too.
Yeah, there's no such thing as natural talent. Dedication and time outweighs any talent you've got.
I'm catching up with Commonwealth gold medalist for pistol shooting, Dan Rapacoli. He's from Cessnock. What is it about the sport that you just find so fun and you know, have kept going for all these years? That makes you sound really old, you're not.
It does. It does make me sound old. I am old compared to some of the other shooters in the team now. I'm 39, so I'm an old man in the sport now. I've been around it my whole life. I've done it for a long time, since I was 12 years old, and then before that as well with my mother and father, just going to the shooting range. So it's been a huge part of what I do, and I love the competition, and I love to win.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and that's what pushes me the most. And I've tried to retire a couple of times to spend more time with my wife and 2 little girls, but they didn't want to spend the time with me. So they convinced me to go back and do some more. Alex knows that I want more out of this, that I can go to the Olympic Games and I can win. So she knows that until that happens, I'll always have something unfinished.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And I imagine that moment when, you know, I imagine you at the Commonwealth Games, for instance, you know, when you hit that target and you knew that you'd won, that feeling would be just like nothing else.
nothing beats it. Like, representing your country is fantastic, and actually winning for your country, that's the most satisfying thing ever.
Yeah. Awesome. That's so good. So you're going over to Tokyo. You'll be competing towards the end of July is when you compete?
Yep, so my events are on, we leave on the 19th of July, and then my events are on the 24th and 27th, and then we fly home on the 28th, straight after our events, we fly home, and then into hotel isolation.
Yeah. Wow, so you're going over there, there's no, like, quarantine when you go to Tokyo, it's straight into, is it the same sort of, like, village setup, I guess, for want of a better way to put it, or is it a bit different?
Same sort of setup as what's been the last Olympics. So we go into a bubble. The shooting team goes into a bubble on the 4th of July.
Yeah.
Until we fly out on the 19th. And then we just can go to the shooting range and our accommodation.
Yeah.
And also we get to go to some open spaces like parks and beaches and things like that if we like.
Yeah.
And then once we get COVID tested before we enter that bubble, then we get COVID tested 96 hours before we fly and 72 hours before we fly.
Yeah.
And then another test is when we land into Tokyo, and we can't leave the airport until we get that test back.
Yeah.
So, and that could take up to 5 hours, they're saying.
Okay. So. Yeah. Oh, it's certainly going to be a different Olympics to what you've been to before, Dan. But good luck. We can't wait to see how you go, and we'll definitely catch up with you when it's done and dusted.
No worries. Thank you, Jess. Have a great day.